Larry London, and I welcome you to Border Crossings. Today, we are speaking with a singer-songwriter who is with a brand new album, brand new project. She's very excited about it. Godsend is the name of the new project, and we'd like to welcome Riley Clemons to the Voice of America and to our worldwide audience. So welcome, Riley.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we are excited to have you. This is album two or three for you.
This is album number two for me. So this is following up my debut self-titled.
And when you grew up listening to music in Nashville, which is, I guess, where you're from originally, your home is Nashville. You grew up listening to music from the 70s. I read the Eagles and Elton John and that kind of sound. So how did you come to where you are from that musical background?
That's a great question. And long story short, I mean, growing up in Music City, the just this huge mosaic of so many different genres and so many different styles and sounds. I grew up in attending a Southern gospel church and heard my mom singing in the choir. Just this enthralling, wonderful, rich, deep, meaningful Southern gospel music. And that was the initial pull. That's when I fell in love with music. And on the other end of the spectrum, my dad was, still is, a huge classic rock fan. So I was listening to Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles, and living in Nashville, I was surrounded by country music. And the generation I grew up in, I was constantly listening to pop music. And the truth is, I loved it all. And I think that my sound now is such a collection of the inspirations I pulled. You can really hear bits and pieces of all of the different influences throughout the music.
Wow. That is an interesting combination. If you take the 70s classic rock sound and you mix it with your gospel background, I mean, that's a very interesting combination.
I know, it really is. And I think, you know, as a kid, when you're listening to these different varieties of music without these preconceived notions of what it means to exist or listen within a genre, it all made so much sense to me to love it all. And so I think that's really continued into my love for music and writing and creating what I love.
Mm-hmm. And I went to, I did a lot of research on you on the internet. And they constantly refer to you on the internet as a Christian music singer. Would you agree with that label? Because a lot of artists don't like to be boxed into a label or put into a lane. How do you feel about that particular label?
I just still think it's crazy that there are articles about me on the internet. That's still, I get stuck there and stopped up there. That's incredible. You know, I growing up in the background of church and becoming a woman now, I've really had the opportunity to figure out what my faith and what my relationship with God looks like. And before anything else, you know, I love Jesus and I want to treat people well. And that's the heart behind everything I do and all the music I write. And I hope that shows. But more so than anything, I am a Jesus-loving believer who writes and creates music that hopefully reflects that no matter what I'm singing about.
And you have achieved millions and millions of streams already. From what I was looking at, there are tens of millions of streams, and you've done very well in the religious music world. I believe you've been nominated for a number of awards, and if I'm not mistaken, you've won some awards as well in the religious platform.
Yeah, it's been really amazing. The Dove Awards, which are famous at this point, or the Whitney Houston moments and all of these, it's such an iconic piece of history. So it's an honor to be nominated and get to be part of that and part of that world and culture. It's very exciting.
And so you recorded the album Godsend in your basement studio, which is something you had to build, I guess, because of the pandemic, if I'm not mistaken.
That would be correct, which is, it sounds so wild when you say it back because it's such a crazy strand of events. But yes, I was in the middle of writing for this record when the world shut down. And so at that point, we definitely had to pivot. Everybody had to pivot. And so I didn't have a setup at my home where I could go and write and create and turn in music, essentially. You know, I could write all day long, but I didn't have the means to record myself. So I'm actually sitting in the beautiful studio that I helped build during the pandemic. And so this is where so many pieces of the album came together. And so many vocal sessions and writing sessions, all of it. So it's a very special place for many reasons.
And you worked with a well-known producer too, who worked with King and Country and some other artists who are notable as well.
Yes. Ted T. He produced a lot of this record. It was so much fun to get to work with him and collaborate with not only him, but a variety, a handful of different producers and writers and creatives for this record. Definitely takes an entire massive village, but Ted T was a very integral part of creating this record in an unprecedented time. And it was a really, really beautiful experience. And so it's surreal that people are listening to it and have that music we created in their hands.
We're talking with Riley Clemons. Godsend is her new album. And if you wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we'd love to hear some of the new music.
Of course. We would love to do a song for you. We're going to kick it off with your new song of the summer. It's a song I wrote called Headspace. And it's a song that I wrote about mental health and how important it is to me. I think as I've lived the past couple of years, it's become so clear to me that our mind is a very powerful place, and what we allow to consume, our thoughts, controls so much of our mind and so much of our behavior and so much of our feelings. And so I wrote this song called Headspace, essentially telling the negativity, the fear, the relationships that no longer serve me, that they can't have my headspace. I'm going to devote that time and energy to thoughts about growth and life and love and all of the things that are truly important. So that's what inspired Headspace. I'm so excited to play this one live. It's one of my favorites to do live, but we're ready.
Here we go. Riley Clemons, Headspace on Border Crossings.
You can knock on the door, but I'm not gonna let you in. You can play all your games, but I'm not gonna let you win again. You can stare to me with all your negativity. Don't you know I'm just so over you under my skin? And this time it's not even anger. I think we're just better as strangers. Don't try the locks, cause I changed them. You can't have my headspace. Won't put you in my safe place. Nah, nah, oh, nah, nah, nah. Yeah. You can say what you want, you can do what you like. You can throw another stone, but you're never gonna see my heart break. No, no. Cause you can't have my headspace. For the first time, I ain't gonna give you a second thought. Your talk is so cheap that the pain isn't worth the cost. So do your worst to me, but you'll never get the best of me. Cause I know who I am, don't tell me what I'm not. Oh, oh, oh. Now I like the way I feel, brand new. Matter of fact, I should thank you. I'm stronger for what you put me through. You can't have my best face. Won't let you in. Try, but it's too late. 8, 7, 6, 5. Finally got you off my mind. 4, 3, 2, 1. I'm done. You can't have my headspace. Won't bet you in my safe place. Nah, nah. Oh, nah, nah, nah. Yeah. You can say what you want. You can do what you like. You can throw another stone, but you're never gonna see my heart break. No. You can't have my headspace.
watching Border Crossings, and that is a brand new single from Riley Clemens, who's with us. The album is Godsend, and that song is called Headspace. So you say you wrote that about mental health. It seems like there are a number of songs that you're dealing with, you know, head issues. Stuck Inside My Head was the previous single. So what's, are you telling a story? Is there a particular theme to Godsend?
Oh, of course. I mean, Godsend, in an overarching spread, a quick blurb about the record, is truthfully a collection of my stories and experiences. The questions that I have about identity, the questions that I have about relationships, whether they're good or bad or work or don't, the questions I have about my purpose here as a human being, especially during a challenging time. You know, Godsend as an album is a collection. It's a collection of those stories, especially Stuck Inside My Head and Headspace. They definitely exist within the same realm of having to confront something being stuck inside your head, and in the same essence, having to reclaim that headspace. So these songs definitely existed around each other and kind of feed off of each other, which is very interesting to me. But it also reflects that over the course of this writing period for this record, I spent a lot of time learning about my mental wellness and what it takes to protect it and maintain it.
Have you gone through any personal mental struggles that you could, that you would be willing to share? I mean,
yeah, I mean, of course, the honest truth of it is I've struggled with anxiety for years and years, whether it's in work or in personal life. Anxiety has been something that's been there. I've seen many people in my family and in my circle of friends who also not only struggle with anxiety, but have struggled with issues like depression and eating disorders and, you know, a variety of things that deserve to be talked about and made less taboo. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, I can only speak from my personal experience. Right. And, you know, even within anxiety, I've learned that my mind is a powerful place, and taking the time to learn about it, write about it, in my instance, has been really therapeutic and healing for me.
And you have such a powerful platform being in show business. And you know, that seems to be a common theme. I've talked to a lot of artists lately who are peeling away the onion, letting people inside in a place that has, you know, typically never been revealed before, very personal mm-hmm. struggles and, you know, things like that. So first of all, thank you for being so forthcoming. The other thing is, I would ask what advice you'd have for all of those millions of fans who are influenced by Riley Clemens. I mean, what would you say to them? Maybe they're experiencing a downtime or a dark moment.
Yeah, I, from my experience, a lot of anxiety stems from holding your life up to somebody else's. And what I've really seen and noticed personally over the past couple of years is the advice I would have given my younger self is don't compare your journey, your life, your body, your looks, your relationships to a fraction of what you see of somebody else's. You know, there's so much purpose in exactly who you are and what you have to give to this world. So when you get sucked into that place of anxiety or comparison or any sort of dark time, you know, obviously it's not as simple as flipping a switch and deciding you don't want to feel that way anymore. But for me, I found a lot of help in simply planting my flag in the ground and saying, you know what, I am going to put my thoughts into being the best version of myself that I can be, because that's all I can control. So that's been a big one for me. And I really want to encourage people who are walking through that.
And a lot of people don't realize Riley's only 21. So we're in the head of a 21-year-old. Now to you, of course, you know, you feel very grown up and adult, but for those of us who are three times your age, you know, you have a lot of living yet to do. So how did you as a 21-year-old get through this pandemic? How did this affect you?
In a variety of ways, much like every other human being on this planet. But, you know, I was in a situation where I was privileged and blessed enough to have a family around me who live in Nashville, who I'm very close with. And so I spent a lot of the pandemic with my family, spending quality time, playing games, cooking, doing things that never in a billion years we would have been able to do, in the sense that it brought, you know, five people with very different schedules into one place for an extended period of time, which is really special. So between writing and building a studio in the basement, I did dig in and spend a lot of time with the people I love, which was really special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the pandemic has brought families closer together, because we were certainly confined physically closer together for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. And it's also opened up doors, because, you know, while you couldn't go on stage and you couldn't go on tour, which is something that being an artist is all about, you were able to do things virtually and reach people outside of just one theater or one stadium, mm-hmm. or one venue. And so there's been some opportunities here as well. But I also wanted to ask, you know, what is your plan in the weeks, months ahead? Because this is coming to I won't say it's coming to an end. It may never end, but at least we're getting this under control a little bit better, and people are starting to venture out more. People are announcing tours. What is the plan for Riley Clemons in the balance of 2021 and into 2022?
As of now, I'm going to be on the road with my good friend Torin Wells in the fall. We're going to be hitting 28 cities around the United States. It's going to be really just an entertaining, special night. I'm so excited. So, you know, in addition to being on tour, I'm also still writing and recording music, and we have a lot of surprises up our sleeve. So stay tuned for more, but we have lots of plans to fill out this year and make it special.
Ooh, what a cliffhanger. There's more special surprises. We're going to find out. But first, let's let Riley Clemons sing another song from her album Godsend for us. What's this selection going to be?
So we are going to play the previously mentioned song Stuck Inside My Head. Maybe you can hear, as you listen to this song compared to the previous you heard, Headspace, the storyline of somebody stuck inside your head and how that relates to eventually telling them that they can't have your headspace. But for now, I'm taking you to the place of really being stuck. And this is a really fun dance track, and we had so much fun creating this one, and we have an even better time playing it. And every member of my band can tell you that. So I'm super excited. I'm going to kick it off. We're going to play Stuck Inside My Head for you.
Stuck Inside My Head, Riley Clemons here on Border Crossings.
I've heard one too many times, like the same old movie. You're always gonna make me cry. Just pain and trouble with a good disguise, trying to start a fire, trying to steal my light. All you ever did was hold me back, so now I'm never ever coming back. But why? You tell me why. You're stuck inside my head, and I just can't get you out. Your to have it, but now I'm finally free, like a lesson learned, another memory. Yeah, you left a burn, but it's reminding me, all you ever did was hold me back, so now I'm never ever coming back. But why, tell me why, you're stuck inside my head, and I just can't get you out. Your to leave the past behind, but I'ma get you off my mind, cause I know that I've got better things to think about than all the ways you dragged me down. But right here in this moment, all I know is that I gotta know why you're stuck inside my head, and I just can't get you out. You're in my head. Oh, I'd rather think about it than instead. Whoa. You're stuck inside my head. You're stuck inside my head, my head. Why?
Border Crossings, and that is a video from the first single off of the album, which is called Godsend. The song is Stuck Inside My Head. Riley Clemens is our guest. Yes, that was an up-tempo, happy song, and I understand the album contains songs that may not be so happy. There are songs about pain and suffering and heartbreak on your album as well.
As is life. Life is a fine balance, I've found, and so this album definitely reflects that. You know, it's not full of all the happy moments, but they're definitely in there just alongside with, you know, the stories of figuring out some harder things. And so it's all a balance.
And you are a fashionista, I guess. If I'm not mistaken, you just participated in a fashion show.
I did. And it was so much fun. It was for a company called Shein, and they're incredible. And they had me out, and we did a really, really, really exciting number. So you guys are going to have to check it out.
So you performed at it, and did you model in it too? Because you obviously you're beautiful and you look like you could be a model.
Oh, you're so sweet. Yes, I did a little bit of both. So you'll have to go check it out and see. But it's a really exciting show. And they managed to incorporate just such a wide representation of women to show off these clothes. And it was really an honor to get to be involved.
Is there a website that people can see it?
Yes, head over to SHEIN. I'm a terrible speller, but I believe that's it. SHEIN.com. And you can check out all the details.
All right. Riley Clemens is our guest. We're talking about her new album, Godsend, and we've got Riley on the show. And so tell me, I mean, what you said, surprises. There are surprises in store. And I know they wouldn't be surprised if you gave me too much information, but give me some hints. Are you collaborating with other artists? Are you venturing off into some other styles of music? What do you mean by surprises?
You are going to get a collaboration coming up very soon that I'm so excited about. And you're also going to get some additional tracks that you haven't heard before. So that's as much as I can tell you, but I'm very excited to share.
How about other projects? Are you thinking about doing any acting or anything of that nature?
Oh, who knows what's in the future, but for now I'm really enjoying just making music I'm passionate about and getting to release that and share my heart with people. It's very, it's just a big passion, and I'm excited to be doing it.
I like to ask all the people that come on the show, do you have a name for your fans? Riley Clemens, do you have your fan club named?
I didn't personally come up with a name, but I have seen fans on Instagram and social media, and it's very cute. I've seen them call themselves the Clementines, and I love it.
Yeah, that's great.
How cute, right?
Yes, that's a great name. So as far as the future goes for you, the next thing you're going to do is put out the album and tour and promote the new album. How about for the holidays? You have not put out a Christmas album, have you?
I have. I've put out a Christmas EP. So any chance that we get to play that Christmas EP around Christmas time, we always do. There's some, we have lots of things up our sleeves that I genuinely can't tell you about yet, but I promise it's going to be worth the wait.
I'll keep it just between you and I and a few hundred million people.
Yeah, there you go. Just a few.
So people want to find you on the internet. They want to go to a website. Give us your social media sites, your website. Where can they find Riley Clemens?
You can find, it's so easy, guys. You can find me everywhere. I'm the same name across the board, but it's Riley Clemens, RileyClE, 2 M's, O-N-S.
When did you decide music was what you wanted to do?
Oh, I can't tell you a time that I wasn't 100% sure I was going to do music. I'm from a very early age. It was always just the only thing I wanted to do. You know, I wanted to sing and perform and dance and write and create. And I loved it. And it was such a clear, pure love coming from a little kid. And as I got older, that love and that passion stayed and obviously changed as I changed. But the love has been there since the beginning. And so I would say I've never had a backup plan. I've just wanted to work hard and make music. And so, yeah, to answer your question, I've known forever.
Always and forever. All right. Riley Clemens, what's your next song you're going to do for us?
We are going to play a song, the title track of my brand new album. The song's called Godsend. To this day, it is one of the most special songs and meaningful songs I've ever written and never been a part of. And it all started in April of 2020. The world was shutting down. I was pulled off of tour. Everybody's life was changing very rapidly. And it was, you know, full of this tragedy and pain and loss. And I just remember at that time I had had the title Godsend saved in my phone for probably 3 years. I loved the word. I was infatuated by what it might mean and very interested to explore it, but I wanted to wait until the timing was right, until I felt able to. And so April of 2020, I sat on the floor of my bedroom. I FaceTimed some writers I love and we wrote Godsend. And it all started with this idea, what if maybe every broken place I've been was a godsend? And that's the foundation that we laid to create the rest of this record. So very excited to play this one. It's very special to me, and whoever's listening, I hope it meets you exactly where you need it to.
Riley Clemens, title track to the new album. Let's check out Godsend. Border Crossings. That's called Godsend. It's the title track to the second album, which is the newest album for Riley Clemons, who is with us today. And so as a religious person, how do you find that your, as you age, your religious influence of music, how does it change or has it changed?
You know, the overarching foundation behind it all is authenticity. So, of course, as I grow and get older, I'm constantly learning new things about myself. And I think that that makes this journey of faith that much more rich and meaningful and personal. And so it's been really amazing to be on that journey and get to document it through music. At the end of the day, you know, all I ever want to do is be authentically who I am and authentically honest and real and share joy and share hope and share the idea that everybody's going to be okay and everything is all right with people who need to be reminded of that. So that's the goal. And I'm honored to get to do it.
And what's your dream collaboration? If you could have one artist, or a group of artists?
I say this every time because I know it's so wild and just you'll understand when I say it, but Stevie Wonder or Stevie Nicks, one of the Stevies. Wow. I'll take either.
Wow. Stevie Nicks just canceled her tour because of COVID. So it's kind of interesting.
I know. Sad, but I do love me some Stevie.
You love you some Stevie. Stevie Nicks, Stevie Wonder. You
guys. I love the Stevies. What can I say?
So if you were on an island and you could only bring one album with you, here's one of the most cliche and trite questions. What would the one album be as a child of the 70s, of the Eagles, of that sound? What's the album? Fleetwood Mac, Rumors? What would you bring?
Yeah, it would be Rumors. I know. It's really basic. But I mean, I think that that's such a versatile record, and if you're taking it to an island, you'll be okay. If you have Rumors with you, you'll be good.
As long as there's lots of coconuts and some way to play the album, of course.
Exactly.
So have you done a lot of international touring?
I haven't done a ton of international touring, but I have done some, and all of those experiences have been amazing, and I want to do more, and I love getting to travel. So that's definitely on the horizons.
Okay, great, great, great. So check her out. Again, the website is?
RileyClemons.com.
All right. Talented, lovely, and what a great person to talk to. Thank you so much. You're inspirational. Enjoyed having you on the show, and look forward to meeting you in person when you come to D.C.
Yes.
We'll get you in our studio.
Yes, I can't wait. I love D.C., so next time I'm there, we'll make it happen.
Absolutely. The album is called Godsend. Riley Clemons is our guest, and my name is Larry London. Thank you for watching. This is Border Crossings.